听力课堂，听 class.com。
The next group is rich man, poor man.
Rich man first. Aristocratic gets us off to a rollicking good start. Liz, my little babushka, why don't you stop holding us all hostage here and tell us what aristocratic means?
Sure thing, Dick. Aristocratic has, as you may have become used to, a couple of meanings. Technically, anyone who's aristocratic is of noble birth. They're royalty of some kind.But there's another meaning, and this one is usually for people who aren't really of noble birth, but who just act like they are. When we call them aristocratic, we really mean having a noble bearing.
Prince Charles, for example, is a true aristocrat. He is of noble birth, and he's rich as the day is long. The prince's favorite sport, polo, is called an aristocratic sport because it's typically played by noble, privileged types.
You're not automatically considered an aristocrat, even if you become a master of polo and other equestrian sports. You have to carry yourself regally, in other words, with class.
Equestrian means having to do with horseback riding. I always tune in when equestrian events are on TV. The horses are beautiful, and I love those bright silk shirts the jockeys wear.
Equestrian, which we now know is about horseback riding, is also a noun, and it's what you call a person who rides horses.
Bjorn wanted very much to be an equestrian, but his 6'9" frame and lack of fingers made it impractical. Josie, on the other hand, was a great equestrienne, which is the female version of the word equestrian.
The reason equestrian shows up in the rich man group is because horses are generally the accoutrements of wealth. What, you may ask, are accoutrements? These are trappings, accessories, sometimes clothes that are worn for fashion's sake or because they are appropriate.
Floor-length gowns, beaded handbags, limousines, these are the accoutrements of a woman attending the opening night of the opera.
Certain people are given to certain accoutrements. They can function as parts of a uniform. A gun, for example, is a policeman or policewoman's essential accoutrement. In other words, you don't have to be a magnate in order to have accoutrements. A magnate is what you call a very rich, very powerful, very successful business person.
Rockefeller, Carnegie, Vanderbilt, Astor, these are some of the great magnates in American history. They made extraordinary amounts of money and influenced the very way in which our nation took shape. They are classic versions of magnates. You may have heard the term perks, as in free lunch is one of the perks that comes with the job.
Yes, perks is really short for perquisite, which is any privilege that goes along with a job.A personal chef and a physical trainer are some of the perquisites of running a movie studio.
Be sure not to confuse perquisite with prerequisite, which has an almost opposite meaning, a necessity. A personal jet is a perquisite of the job, not a prerequisite. It's great to have a jet, but you don't necessarily need one to get the job done.
One of the things that most inspired Jocko to become an entrepreneur was the dream of perquisites that he would enjoy when his ice pick business really took off. An entrepreneur is an independent business person, one who starts and runs and assumes the risk of operating an independent business.
Eileen was certain that there was a market for latex fixtures out there, so she became an entrepreneur. She designed, built, and marketed her fixtures until she was rich, rich, rich.Then, like any smart entrepreneur, she sold her business for a small fortune, and now she lives off her investment income. If the noun is entrepreneur, then the adjective is entrepreneurial. That's what you call an entrepreneur, or somebody who just acts like one. Rocky was entrepreneurial. He dreamed of owning his own opera company and becoming an impresario.
An impresario is a person who manages large public entertainment, such as opera, concerts, and festivals.Impresarios are known for their colorful personalities and forceful egos. Monsieur Simpson, the impresario of the Springfield Opera Company, loved to chew on cigars and eat goldfish right out of the bowl. In some cases, a wealthy person with a longing for a more creative existence will simply buy themselves an orchestra and overnight become an impresario. Such acquisitive behavior is typical of the very rich.
They are not like you and me.Acquisitive, by the by, is the last of the rich man words, and it means seeking or tending to acquire. You can hear the word acquire in acquisitive. It's often a polite way of saying greedy.
In America, the 1980s were known for being, perhaps more than anything else, an acquisitive decade, with no regard for the future and the price we'd have to pay. People bought more than they could afford, and look where our acquisitiveness has gotten us now.
Yeah, it's gotten us to this quick review of the words from the rich man half of rich man, poor man. This time you give the words and I'll give the concise definitions, okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
Equestrian.
Having to do with horseback riding.
Aristocratic.
Of noble birth, very refined, or just acting that way.
Magnate.
A very rich, powerful, and influential business person.
Accoutrements.
Trappings, fashionable accessories, equipment.
Impresario.
A person who manages large-scale entertainment, such as opera and concerts.
Perquisite.
A privilege that comes with a job.
Entrepreneur.
A person who starts and assumes the risk for her own business venture.
Acquisitive.
Tending to acquire things. Greedy.
Done.
For Rich Man, we bring you world-famous Texas billionaire, Hoss Nouveau.
Thank you kindly, little lady. Now let's see. When exactly did I get so darn rich? Couldn't have been long after that equestrian show that came to town. Looking at all those pretty thoroughbreds and their fancy-looking riders, I just knew I'd have to get rich somehow. The accoutrements of wealth were just too much for my heart to resist. I just had to have me some of those horses, those cars, and those pretty women. Now, I don't mean to paint a picture of myself as a purely acquisitive person, mind you. Greed was never my only motive. But I must admit, I lacked my toys. And when I became aware of the kind of perquisites that accompany billionaire status, well, my mind was made up. I mean, I can get sushi brought in here whenever I like. Lord knows, when you're a magnate, you not only have money and success, you have real influence, and I can get things done. Yes, I can. So, how did I get started? Well, being the entrepreneurial type, I decided to go into business for myself. At the horse show, I discovered that there was a need for industrial-strength pooper scoopers. I mean, those horses can go. So, I gambled and I won. Turns out circuses, rodeos, and even petting zoos were hot for my stuff. Now look at me. I'm Hoss Nouveau, the manure removal king. If there's such a thing as Texas aristocracy, well, you're looking at it right here. Nobility is all in the mind, that's what I say. Now, I've decided to start my own arts festival, of which I intend to be impresario. I'm going to call it the Hoss Nouveau's Big Shot Show. What do you think about that?
I think somebody's done lost their mind, that's what I reckon. We'd best be on our way and cover the words from the poor man half of the group.
Having just heard from the one and only Texas billionaire, Hoss Nouveau, we are anxious to look at the words from the other half of the group, poor man, so let's get to it.
The first word is destitute, which, like many of the words in this group, implies poverty. But unlike most of the other words we'll encounter in the poor man group, destitute means more than just poor. It means penniless, broke, having absolutely nothing at all. And, once again, destitute also has a figurative value as well. On its own, it means having no money, or, shall we say, no net worth whatsoever. But destitute can also be applied to any item or quality that is utterly lacking.
Psychopaths are often described as being morally destitute, which suggests that they are without any built-in understanding of what is right and what is wrong.
To subsidize is to give financial aid or make a financial contribution. When I run low on money, I often turn to my parents for a temporary subsidy. It's painful, but it's not as bad as starving to death.
There are many programs which offer subsidies to artists who can't make a living selling their art. Many of those programs are run by large corporations, however, and they often place limitations on the nature of the art itself.
What a bummer. I know many an artist who would rather become a mendicant than take dirty money from a corporation who would tell them what they can and cannot create. A mendicant is a beggar. Mendicant has a secondary definition that means friar or monk. A mendicant, then, implies a beggar who has, even to some small extent, chosen his poverty.
The presence of so many mendicants in the cities of the world's richest nation is a sorry sight indeed. Many of them have been impoverished by the very systems designed to help them.
Be careful with impoverish. Its meaning is very specific. Impoverish means to cause or reduce to poverty.
Dino has impoverished himself by blowing all his money on lottery tickets. Somebody should let him know that the odds are better that he'll be struck by lightning than that he'll win.
Our current love of television and other mindless pursuits has impoverished our nation's intellectual life.
Oh, relax. You watch as much television as anyone, so get off your intellectual high horse. You're just as plebeian as the rest of us.
Ooh, good. Plebeian means common, bourgeois, low class, or even vulgar. You may remember aristocratic from the first half of the rich man, poor man group. Well, plebeian is its opposite. Abby pretends to turn her nose up at such plebeian pleasures as baseball and barbecues, but underneath her stiff exterior beats the passionate heart of a regular low-class gal.
Let's stay the course, if we may, and look at the next poor man word, impecunious. Whenever you see the root pecune, you're in the realm of money. Pecuniary, for example, means relating to money. Impecunious, therefore, means without money or broke.
Excuse me, I am temporarily impecunious. Could you spot me a few $1,000? Belmondo's dream of becoming the newest, biggest heartthrob around evaporated when the hair gel company that had subsidized him discovered that he had a criminal record. Without the hair gel money, he was impecunious. Now he just sits.
Well, many a money-making scheme has left the schemer impecunious. Then, as often as not, they turn to peculation or embezzlement. Notice that root, pecu, is in there again. Now why, I ask you again, is it better to say impecunious than it is just to say broke?
Because, you know, Dick, because it's fun. That's all. That's the only reason. It's fun to be able to use as many words as you can. End of story. Capiche?
Yeah, capiche. I think we should do the very last word in this group so that you'll leave me alone. I mean, if I'm not allowed to ask a simple question, then what's the use? Here's the last word. Proletariat. The proletariat is what you call the entire class of industrial workers. In George Orwell's masterpiece, 1984, he describes a world in which a nameless mass of workers called proles work in silence under the all-seeing, all-knowing eye of Big Brother. The word prole, of course, is short for proletariat. Only in Orwell's vision, menial labor was all that the proletariat was allowed to do.
So, with proletariat, we end the second half of Rich Man, Poor Man. We'll, of course, polish it off with a recap of the poor man words, a speaker, and a final, all-out, wake-em-up, shake-em-up review of all the words in the group.
Here's the recap. Nothing fancy, just the words and their definitions.
Impoverish.
To cause or reduce to poverty. To make poor.
Impecunious.
Without money. Broke.
Subsidize.
To give financial aid, to make a monetary contribution.
Plebeian.
Common, low class, bourgeois, or vulgar.
Proletariat.
The industrial blue collar or working class.
Mendicant.
A beggar.
Destitute.
Completely and utterly without means, be they financial or otherwise. And now, with the rather unglamorous duty of putting us through the poor man ringer, is a woman who wasn't always, as they say, cassée. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the stage of the fabulous Starlight Room in the beautiful Comfy Inn in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, it's the 60s singing sensation. You knew her as a superb. It's Marcia Nightingale.
Hi, thank you. Yes, thanks very much. No, sit. What a pleasure it is to see you all tonight. I'm so glad to be here in the beautiful Starlight Lounge. Actually, I'm so washed up I couldn't get work anywhere else. After conquering the world in 1964, look at me now. Once I was a rich superstar. Now I'm a virtual mendicant begging for work. Yes, mine's a sad story. And the very industry that made me wealthy used me up, spit me out, and left me impoverished. It's especially hard to find yourself impecunious after you've enjoyed so much extraordinary, well-financed fun in the sun. And the superbs were big, honey. Don't you doubt it. And who do you think it was who subsidized the group when we first got started? That's right. Before the record company showed up, it was my hard-won cash which kept us afloat. What's more, I wrote most of the group's biggest hits myself. Only I wasn't smart enough at the time to keep a hold of the rights. I looked upon attention to legal matters as being too plebeian for me. I couldn't be bothered with contracts when I had a fitting to go to, Not with Miss Deandra Floss getting in everybody's light, you know. I had to be there to guard my share of the limelight. Miss Floss eclipsed us all. Now, I'm almost destitute. I have only the clothes on my back and a used 79 Cadillac Seville. So you can see how glad I am to be here singing for all you lovely people at the Starlight Lounge. proud to be a member of the showbiz proletariat, out working for an honest living in the entertainment trenches, and it is good to be back.
Wow, I forgot about her. Was she ever hot? Well, that wraps up Rich Man, Poor Man. Now we can stroll down memory lane, mixing things up a bit in our review.
Remember to fill in the definition, or at least the category of each word, during the pauses. Ready or not, here they come.
Impresario.
Now I've decided to start my own arts festival, of which I intend to be impresario.
An impresario is a person who manages large-scale entertainment, such as opera and concerts. Ed Sullivan was a great impresario because he put together an amazing compendium of acts on his Sunday night show.
Impoverish.
And the very industry that made me wealthy used me up, spit me out, and left me impoverished.
To impoverish is to cause or reduce to poverty, to make poor. My lavish spending on my dog Fluff left me impoverished, so I took her to the dog pound and finally paid off my bills.
Magnate.
And Lord knows, when you're a magnate, you not only have money and success, you have real influence.
A magnate is a very rich, powerful business person. Estee Lauder is a well-known cosmetics magnate. Ralph Lauren has become a fashion magnate.
Impecunious.
It's especially hard to find yourself impecunious after you've enjoyed so much extraordinary, well-financed fun in the sun.
Impecunious means broke, without money. My impecunious brother keeps asking me for money, but since I just lost a bundle on the stock market, I'm in an impecunious situation myself.
The next word is entrepreneur.
Well, being the entrepreneurial type, I decided to go into business for myself.
An entrepreneur is a person who starts and assumes the risk for his or her own business venture. Al Capone was an entrepreneur in the shakedown business, but he lost it all when he forgot to pay his taxes.
Plebeian.
I looked upon attention to legal matters as being too plebeian for me. I couldn't be bothered with contracts when I had a fitting to go to.
Plebeian is common, low class, bourgeois, or vulgar. Streetwalking could be considered a plebeian profession. It's hardly the way for a nice girl to earn money.
Equestrian.
Looking at that equestrian show with all those pretty thoroughbreds and their fancy-looking riders, I just knew I'd have to get rich somehow.
Equestrian, having to do with horseback riding. I've always gotten a thrill seeing the Olympic equestrian team compete. All those cute little horsies jumping over fences.
Subsidize.
And who do you think it was who subsidized the group when we first got started? That's right. Before the record company showed up, it was my hard-won cash which kept us afloat.
To subsidize means to give financial aid, to make a monetary contribution. Pedro grumbled when his daughter asked him to subsidize her trip to the Netherlands. He thought she should pay for it herself.
Accoutrements.
The accoutrements of wealth were too much for my heart to resist. I just had to have some of those horses.
Accoutrements are trappings, fashionable accessories, or equipment. Mimi enjoyed the accoutrements of ballet, especially the tutus.
Proletariat.
I'm proud to be a member of the showbiz proletariat, out working for an honest living in the entertainment trenches.
The proletariat is the industrial, blue-collar, or working class. Karl Marx glorified the proletariat in his seminal work, Das Kapital.
Acquisitive.
I don't mean to paint a picture of myself as a purely acquisitive person, mind you. Greed was never my only motive.
Acquisitive means tending to acquire things, greedy. Children are usually acquisitive little creatures. They want everything that's yours. Perquisite.
And when I became aware of some of the perquisites that accompany billionaire status, my mind was made up.
A perquisite is a privilege or benefit that comes with a job. Mavis loved the perquisites of working in the record industry. She got to meet every rock star she ever idolized, including Prince.
Mendicant.
Once I was a rich superstar, now I'm a virtual mendicant, begging for work.
A mendicant is a beggar. Mendicant sometimes has religious overtones, as when someone joins an order of mendicant brothers, monks who live in poverty and depend on outside contributions for subsistence.
Aristocratic.
If there's such a thing as Texas aristocracy, well, you're looking at it right here.
Aristocratic, the adjective form of aristocracy, means of noble birth, very refined, or just acting that way. Jean-Claude was flat broke, but people thought he was rich because of his aristocratic bearing and the way he bossed around the waiters.
Destitute.
Now I'm almost destitute. I have only the clothes on my back and a used 79 Cadillac Seville.
Destitute means completely and utterly without means, be they financial or otherwise. Without her grandmother to bake for her, Little Red Riding Hood was destitute.
And that covers rich man, poor man.